Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the skies over Tel Aviv are clear and sunny, with gentle breezes in Haifa. Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures. As the day unfolds, expect pleasant conditions across much of the region. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel says special forces landed on a strategic ridge in South Lebanon before the ceasefire. That's from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, oil prices drop more than 10% and U.S. stocks soar after Iran reopens the Strait of Hormuz. Times of Israel reported that earlier this hour. Also this hour, after the ceasefire, Netanyahu, in a recorded speech, says, "We removed the immediate and distant threat from Hezbollah." This comes from Mariv in their report today. Separately, Trump shocked Netanyahu with a post declaring Lebanon strikes prohibited. Axios had this story earlier today. And finally, Jewish groups urged Trump to prioritize Americans held in Iran during ceasefire talks. JTA brought us this report 3 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Robin J. Brooks, an economic analyst, posted just minutes ago that the blockade called Iran's bluff, making the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz a remarkable success. Rapid Response, a political commentary account, noted just minutes ago that Iran announced the Strait of Hormuz is fully open and ready for business. Al Arabiya English, a prominent news service, shared insights from energy expert Cornelia Meyer on how quickly markets can recover, emphasizing the U.S. blockade's continued presence. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Special Forces operation, Ynet reports that Israeli troops landed on the Kristofeni Ridge, a key location overlooking critical routes in Lebanon, just before the ceasefire took effect. This move underscores ongoing tensions despite the truce. It highlights the strategic importance of the area for regional security. Turning to oil markets, the Times of Israel explains that Iran's reopening of the Strait of Hormuz following a U.S.-arranged ceasefire has caused oil prices to plummet. This development significantly impacts global energy markets and reflects geopolitical shifts in the region. For everyday consumers, this could mean lower fuel prices in the near future. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu's recent speech, covered by Mariv, emphasized the success of Israeli defense strategies against Hezbollah. He reassured the public of reduced threats. His message seeks to bolster public confidence post-ceasefire. In a surprising twist, Axios reports that President Trump's unexpected directive on Lebanon strikes took Israeli leadership off guard. The directive underscores U.S. influence on regional military actions. It raises questions about future Israeli-U.S. coordination in conflict zones. Lastly, Jewish groups are pressing President Trump to address the issue of Americans detained in Iran during ongoing ceasefire negotiations. The JTA reports that the focus includes the case of Robert Levinson, highlighting humanitarian concerns amid political dealings. This adds a personal dimension to international diplomacy. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports a revolution at 30,000 feet. Air New Zealand plans to introduce sleep pods in economy class for longer flights, promising more comfort at a premium price. This innovation may influence other airlines and enhance travel experiences. Separately, Ynet Business shares that the SEC has overhauled day trading rules, removing the $25,000 minimum for retail investors. This change aims to democratize access to the stock market, potentially increasing participation from smaller investors. And finally, CTech reports that Israeli startup Capsule Security has raised $7 million in seed funding to enhance enterprise AI security. This investment highlights Israel's pivotal role in tech innovation and cybersecurity, impacting global AI developments. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. this bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.